Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, March the 12th, 2008. The Israeli army kills a Palestinian man in the West Bank, while in Gaza two people are pronounced dead, one dying from wounds sustained during an earlier Israeli attack. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Two Palestinians were reported dead on Wednesday in the Gaza Strip. One died of wounds he sustained in an Israeli air attack last week, and the other died whilst making a homemade bomb. Aref Dahmush was pronounced dead on Wednesday at dawn after succumbing to wounds he sustained when Israeli jet fighters attacked a Palestinian police station at Gaza City Beach. Meanwhile, Ayman Mansour, 25, southern part of the Gaza Strip, sustained critical wounds late Tuesday night after a homemade bomb he was making exploded. He was moved to the hospital where he was pronounced dead on Wednesday morning. Saleh Karkuk, 28, said to be a Palestinian resistance fighter, was killed by Israeli army fire during a morning invasion on Wednesday targeting the village of Saida near the northern West Bank city of Tokaram. Palestinian sources said that the operation started on Wednesday at dawn when a dozen Israeli military vehicles and a bulldozer invaded the village of Saida and surrounded a house. Soldiers, using loudspeakers, called upon Karkuk to leave or the house would be demolished with him inside. Shortly after, the army bulldozer demolished the front side of the house. Soldiers noticed a body on the ground, which they opened fire at, when the bulldozer pushed it out of the destroyed house. At around 9 a.m. on Wednesday, the Israeli army left the village of Saida after completely destroying the house. Also on Wednesday, the Israeli army kidnapped at least 17 Palestinians during pre-dawn invasions across the West Bank. Palestinian sources said that kidnappings took place in Bethlehem and Hebron, in the southern part of the West Bank, as well as in Nablus and Jenin, in the north. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Conscience Londres and Ghassan Benoura.